FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
EFF members in KZN have vowed to continue protesting in the Umhlathuze municipality until three of its former members are removed from council. The party says they were expelled 2 years ago. Scores of Red Berets forcefully entered the municipality's offices yesterday, demanding the seats be made available for current members. Police were in attendance and had to fire tear gas to disperse the crowd. EFF KZN Secretary Nkululeko Ngubane says they've tried everything for intervention.
In 2 years, we've been negotiating. What must happen? Because EFF has six councillors at Umhlathuze, voted by the people of Umhlathuze, and then three of them are not there. Remember, councillors service organization. So if you are tampering with councillors, you are tampering with the life of the EFF, and we'll defend it with our souls.
NSFAS is calling on student accommodation providers with outstanding claims to submit their lists for processing. It's after the Private Student Housing Association, who house 80,000 students across the country, say they're owed 44 million rand by the scheme.
The NSFAS administrator calls upon the PSHA to furnish NSFAS with the list of affected APs and students so that the situation can be immediately resolved.
The associations threaten to block returning students if payments aren't made within 2 weeks. NSFAS spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi.
Payments of student accommodation will only be finalized upon receipt of the legitimate claims. NSFAS will validate the list and process payments of legitimate claims which might not have been paid through institutions and NSFAS payment service providers. NSFAS is implementing measures to ensure certainty and clarity about claims and disbursement.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order declassifying files on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Uncertainty and conspiracy theories still surround the shooting of President Kennedy in Dallas in 1963.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades, and everything will be revealed.
The National Archive says 97% of papers relating to the assassination are already in the public domain. Documents on the murders of his brother, Bobby Kennedy, and the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, will also be released. At the same time, a U.S. federal judge has temporarily blocked Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, calling it unconstitutional. In his executive order, Trump directed U.S. agencies to refuse to recognize the citizenship of children born in America if neither parent is a legal citizen. The order is the subject of lawsuits by civil rights groups and Democratic attorneys general from 22 states. Trump says he'll challenge the ruling. A top story, EFF members in KZN say they'll continue protesting in the Umhlathuze municipality until three of its former members are removed from council. The party says they were expelled 2 years ago. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.